Enjoy the film.
You want butter on your popcorn?
The theater will be ready in a second.
Henry!
That's me.
Congratulations on being promoted to manager of the theater. We finally have a manager.
Oh my God!
And it's Henry.
Unexpected.
It's Henry!
I didn't want it, but here we are.
Well, you're taking it, buddy.
I know. That's what I've been told.
Linda heard how well you did at running your confectionery shop.
You're welcome.
Oh, you told her about this?
Yeah. I said, you'll never guess what Henry was doing.
And did you call it a confectionery shop?
Yeah.
And not he was taking supplies from the theater and selling them
for a
profit?
No, of course I didn't say that. Because he wouldn't have said that.
That's true.
Yeah.
I didn't. But no, that's very unexpected.
Yeah.
Linda approached me.
I said that Kyle and I both said that, though.
Don't bring me into it. Go on, Henry.
She would just ask for my qualifications, and I said, I don't know, for what? And then she was like, all right,
you're hired.
And I was like, okay.
I already work here,
right.
But
thanks. And,
that's fantastic.
Then she handed me a check with my yearly salary on it.
Boom.
Oh, this is now a salaried position?
It's a salaried position.
Oh, my goodness.
And I get it all up front.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
How much are you getting? If you don't mind me asking, it's not polite to talk finance. We'll get to you in a second, Kyle.
Well, most of it's going to paying off your credit card that I have, which is... there's some serious debt you've racked up.
Henry,
that's
that
a real
so
nice move, though, for you to pay off his debt.
That's
well,
so
I mean, it's my credit
you.
Card, really.
So. Yeah, but... Since
I gotta, I just gotta...
Well, yes, I'm
just trying to increase the limit.
Oh, I see.
Thank you so much!
Yeah.
Think of all the stuff I'll be able to buy.
Well, you'll be buying it from me.
Think of all the stuff I will get.
Well, I mean, I'm teaching you business. That's the
right.
The,
you're teaching me business.
That's the
I'm
deal.
Paying you to teach me business.
You, I got $900 from your card for the application fee,
and we've
and
already made
that,
some strides.
Well, that application's in review, and we'll.
What strides do you think
you've
made?
Made some
Greg?
Strides. Well, I was about to ask what strides have we made because I don't remember.
And yeah, you're learning the process of just you
of course
know,
I
how
am.
To
I totally am
get new clientele.
What am I learning? Right, of course, getting new clientele. I am
and
doing what with them? And we're also going over how to open up a bank account.
Yeah.
How to open up a bank account
doing.
In your name.
In, that's right.
Henry has.
Name. Yep. Well, we used his name.
We used my name and his money. And yeah, we got you a bank account opened up. And,
yeah.
It's
fantastic.
It's going well.
I was so happy when I got my own personal checks. And it was so cathartic to read Mr. Henry Harrison.
It's like finally, something of your own.
Yeah, something of mine.
Why did they send them to you?
Yeah, did you use your address and that's the billing address?
Well, yeah, we opened up the name under your... Well, I mean, they were delivered to your house. I'm sorry.
Oh.
They were delivered to your house because we signed it under your name.
Did
that's
you
the
steal
only way-
Henry's mail?
No, it's my mail. We opened it in his name.
I'm lost, but all I'm getting is
right.
that
well,
Henry...
It's okay. We're going to go over the check thing later. Well,
okay,
that's
cool.
part of the
yes,
lesson.
Yes, but you've also been showing me, through example, how to manage well. You've already made a lot of changes around here. Well, a lot of changes. You've made some changes
mm-hmm.
around here. Well, some changes. You changed something.
Yeah.
And that was...
Oh, yeah. You're going to say what it was?
Well, now we have topiary in the... In the orchard.
Exactly. You put topiary in the orchard.
The orchard outside.
It's a topiary orchard.
It doesn't really affect the day-to-day operations, but
no, it sure is
nice for this month that we get it.
It really is. That one little stretch of time, it will look so gorgeous next to pears, apples, cherries, strawberries.
Oh, we don't have time to go
into
all of them, but that's
no, most of my time... I haven't really been able to manage a whole lot. It's mostly just been managing my money now,
mm-hmm.
which is a full-time job.
Yeah.
And just making sure my checks don't get stolen out of my mail, I guess. I think that's...
Yeah, yeah, that's yeah.
I need
yeah.
a locked
I'll
mailbox.
Keep an eye out for that. I'll keep an eye out for that.
All
don't
right.
worry.
Well,
yeah,
in the meantime, I could hold on to your checks just so... Because I'm going to be writing them to me anyway, right?
Well, that
so.
Makes a good... You know, that's just cutting out the middleman right there. Yeah. That makes good sense.
All right.
Thank you very much, Henry.
Of
I appreciate
course.
It.
No problem.
Everything.
No
everything.
Problem.
Everything. Yeah. And Kyle?
Yeah?
That hat is very... fetching.
Thanks. I thought I should get a hat for while the weather is good.
Mm-hmm.
For this month or so.
You know what would look great on that hat?
I'm not going to bedazzle my hat.
You mother bitch. Peanut butter.
Can anyone follow what's happening on this podcast this way? It's just, you talk in a string of references that unless someone's heard every episode.
And management switches so often in the theater and...
it's hard to keep track.
Characters come and go. And
the orchard outside is only...
Sometimes you just stop talking in the middle of sentences.
My goodness, what a quirky bunch. Huh? What a quirky
bunch.
Yeah,
this podcast isn't something you can just put on in the background. You really have to actively pay attention.
Or you're going to be
otherwise,
lost.
Otherwise, you will be lost 90% of the time.
Yeah.
Should we try to be coherent?
Let's try something new. Let's be coherent
new.
Today.
Let's make sense.
Let's get the podcast underway.
Hey!
Hey.
Have you been recording this entire time?
Yes.
I thought we were having a nice little fun conversation.
We were. It's just into microphones.
Is that what these are for?
My name is Kyle.
My name is Greg.
I'm Henry Manager Harrison.
And
Henry
this week,
Manager Harrison.
We watched a film.
Yes, we did.
And we're going to talk about it.
Yes, we are. This one was really interesting. Well, I always say that about every single... I find so many things interesting.
Yeah, that word really has no meaning when it comes
it
from
really
you.
Doesn't. It's a really interesting word. The movie that we watched this week was a movie called Clarence's Furniture.
Right.
And this movie is well, I'm going to use the word again. It's fascinating.
Well, it's a synonym. But...
It's something because it centers around this furniture store,
mm-hmm.
wherein the mob has been siphoning dirty money.
It's a front.
It's a front. So this movie starts off. It's a really interesting story between the contrasting between the mob
is
and
it is
Clarence.
It interesting?
It's really interesting. It's fascinating. It's interesting. It's interesting the character relationship between the mob boss
mm-hmm.
and Clarence, the owner of this furniture store.
Clarence has no idea that he is laundering.
He has no idea.
Like bloody money for the mob.
For the mob.
He just knows that he has a bunch of employees that all just have. Really thick Italian accents.
Thick as hell. Two C's.
Thick with two C's.
Thick with two C's. These workers are buxom. They are
bodacious.
They look great.
They yeah. really do.
Well, not to shame any of their faces, but from the neck down.
So the first scene we get is... We get Clarence walking into his business, his furniture store,
mm-hmm.
and all of his employees are doing their kettleball thrusts and squats and,
mm-hmm.
and whatnot.
Keeping it tight.
Keeping it tight.
And they're going around slapping each other on the ass, like, hey, looking good there, Johnny! Slap!
And so Clarence is just walking through. This is everyday business for him. Like this is just
yeah.
Normal.
He's kind of like looking away, being like that's sexual harassment. I can't see you guys.
He's
doing
kinda,
that.
He's just kind of whistling a tune. He's gotten used to.
Yeah, what goes on there? He's like these gentlemen. They have their own
boys. Will
they
be boys.
They understand what they're doing.
And I guess the thick was it Jersey accents, not
yeah,
so much Italian.
Know,
yeah. But
well, Italian Jersey. I don't know. yeah, this is how they act around each other. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
They go back and forth between Italian.
I mean,
and
what
Jersey.
Else are you gonna do? Are you not gonna slap that ass?
It is tight.
Tight.
So back to the first scene.
He walks into the furniture store.
Mm-hmm.
He lets it go that they're slapping everybody's asses.
Little grab ass.
And he walks back to the back office where the. Mm-hmm. Where the mob boss is there, his cousin
Gerald
is back there,
mm-hmm.
and he, Clarence opens the door and he's like
chomping on a big cigar.
Mm-hmm. Clarence, I'm glad
He's biting off part of these pieces of a cigar and eating it.
Clarence, it's not lit. It's just he's eating a cigar.
He's just eating a cigar. Like it's a carrot stick.
This guy is tough.
This guy is tough.
And he is buxom.
Oh, my goodness. Like, I'm really happy that he turned around. Because from the back, woof.
Would have been hard to pay attention to what he was saying.
Bing bong! So he turns around, and immediately you're like, oh my god.
That man is
Look
eating
at this
a cigar.
Piece of meat. He is eating a cigar.
He is eating a
oh
cigar.
My god.
Yikes. And he comes around, Clarence, I'm happy you showed up. We thought it best to open a little early. You see, we've had to move some product. And Clarence is there. He's like, Gerald, it's good to see you too, buddy.
Yeah, you sold a couple couches or maybe a recliner?
A nice end here. Table?
Perhaps an end table?
Perhaps a dresser of some sort?
Maybe a simple ottoman? Footstool?
Maybe a nice side table?
We have plenty of stools. We've been trying to push those lately.
And Gerald's like, yeah, something like that.
Something along them lines. You can see it all in the ledger.
And he lets out a big cloud of smoke, which I don't know where that came from.
We don't know where it came from.
Yeah, he finishes the cigar, licks his fingers, and then breathes out a poof of smoke.
He finishes the cigar, eats a match.
This guy is tough.
This guy is tough. And gorgeous.
So he flips the book around on the desk.
You can see we wrote it all down right here.
I documented it in the books.
You cooked the okay.
Sorry,
well,
I
like
cooked
everything.
Dinner last night.
Of course.
For Martha.
Oh, that's so nice, Gerald. How is Martha?
She's the books. I mean, she's good. Look at the book.
So Clarence, he looks through it and he's like, well, okay, everything seems all right. You certainly do sell a lot of armoires. I didn't even think we had this many.
You just wrote armoire once and then did the little dashes beneath it on the list to show that it's the same thing on every line.
I'm really happy that I haven't met any of these people who are buying the armoires. I'm really happy that you're finding
$36,000 in one morning is pretty impressive.
That's amazing. I'm surprised. This must have been a late shipment. Your boys were here all night, grabbing ass and lifting kettlebells.
So and apparently selling armoires.
I guess that's great. Well, anyway, thank you very much, Gerald, for that. I appreciate it. So we go from there. Clarence goes out to the floor,
mm-hmm.
and he's milling about. He's going around. He's asking people if they need help with anything, and he's looking away from all the boys who are just doing boy things, and they look great. I mean,
we don't need to dwell on this.
I don't want to harp on this. It shouldn't be the only thing we talk about.
He kept hooting while we were watching the film uh-huh. and clapping.
Yeah. and doing the whole wind up thing, the
fist bump. Yeah.
My eyes. I felt my eyes come out of my skull a couple times.
Awooga.
Uh huh.
Yow.
I barked.
Anyway, so yeah, Clarence comes back out through his store, and
he hears
like,
the bells from the front door,
mm-hmm.
and he's like, well, I'm a fan of what I do, so I'll go and greet them at the front door. And he gets to the front door, and there's this group of gentlemen
mm-hmm.
who come in, and they've all got guns.
Yeah.
And they're like, hey, we're looking for Gerald.
And he's like, oh, did you purchase some furniture?
A pickup?
They're looking to pick up? Did you buy an armoire last night?
Something like that. And we have to say the product we got was subpar.
I was like, I apologize.
Well, we do have a return policy here.
I mean, we don't manufacture it; we just sell it.
Exactly.
Not to say I'm like not taking responsibility for this. We'll definitely take care of you.
Please, if you return it within the next 30 days,
they've already walked past him.
Yeah, they're going to the back. And Clarence is still talking. He's still like, I assure you, he's yelling at him.
Yeah.
I assure you that our return policy is very
The door shuts.
We will do our absolute best for this to never happen.
And then the door closes. He kind of goes over to one of the employees, Tony.
And he starts talking to him, just kind of having the just like a manager employee conversation.
Exactly.
Furniture, but then he gets distracted from this because he starts to hear a commotion in the back office, yelling, some shouting,
crashing,
and then suddenly a series of gunshots, and then silence. He's like,
"I should probably find out what's going on."
Yeah, I'm gonna go
there.
Take a look in the back. Keep up the good work, buddy.
Keep up the good work, Tony. And Tony says, "My eyes are up here." And Clarence, I am so sorry. I was not looking. That
you're
was just the
you're
direction
just
my head was going.
Tall and muscular in my eyes. I'm sorry.
I'm really sorry if it seemed like
he's
I'll be back.
Saying this as he's backing
as he's
away.
Backing away.
And so he opens the door to the back office, and there's Gerald. He's got his feet up on the desk.
Mm-hmm. Munching another cigar.
Yeah, he pulls one out of a bag of cigars. That he has.
A bunch of dead bodies.
Yeah, one's like slumped onto the desk, and he uses his foot and. Pushes him off to the floor,
and he's wiping a gun down with his handkerchief.
Yeah,
he pulls it out, he starts wiping it down.
And Clarence is like,
"Hey, I thought we talked about having a gun at work." And Gerald's like, "Yeah, we did, didn't we?"
But
I didn't think we had settled
this was
on
his
something,
that guy's gun. Yeah. He points to one of the bodies.
Only this guy's
he brought
gun.
It in.
He brought it in. Yeah.
And he's like, oh, well.
Did he not like our return policy? Why is they dead?
He's like, the guy is crazy. He shot all these guys, fell on his own gun.
And this is something really interesting in this movie. I was wondering, how many times has this happened? Because Gerald seemed pretty cavalier, is that the word I'm looking for?
He did not seem to be worried about being found out. I think Clarence is a pretty gullible fella.
Yeah. The way that he was speaking, it made it sound like this has happened before. I can talk this through with crazy Clarence.
And he's like, "Well, what do we do now? Should I call the police?" And Gerald's like,
"No, we don't want to bother the police with this.
They're out there solving real crimes."
Yeah,
I got a shipment of coffins coming in later tonight.
Coffins? Here? We don't sell? Do we sell coffins now?
These guys on the floor here, they all ordered a coffin before they unfortunately passed.
Wow, that's fortuitous, serendipitous, maybe?
As you were. Carry on.
Very good, Gerald. Very good.
All right. Well, I guess that just kind of solved itself then.
So he goes back out to the floor, and he's kind of walking around. He's kind of talking to a little group of employees, and he's like, "Okay, so we want to switch the lawn chairs with the kitchen furniture. So if a group of you wouldn't mind just switching those two around," mm-hmm. and that they're not really listening. They kind of just wander off. He's like, "All right, break." As the front doors open again. Mm-hmm. He's like, "Awesome, customers." So he kind of goes up to the front and he's like, "Hey, welcome into Clarence's Furniture. Problem officer?" As there's a group of police officers mm-hmm. there. And all of these police officers have their guns drawn. And they are, there's a little barricade outside. Mm-hmm. And Clarence is like, "Do we need a couch or something? What are we looking for today, gentlemen?"
"We have a great sale on sectionals today."
And the police officers are like, "Are you the owner of this establishment?" And this is where it gets kind of tense. Like the music kind of gets a bit more intense. "You the owner of this establishment?" He's like, "Yes, I'm Clarence. What can I do for you?" "We're here for... Does Gerald work here?" "Yes, Gerald works here, yes." And he's like, "We're going to need to speak with him." And from the back, you hear Gerald yelling,
"And I don't work here."
and Clarence is like, "Oh, I'm sorry. I guess Gerald quit or something. I'm terribly sorry. This is very untimely.
It's been a busy morning, I gotta tell you.
A bunch of people came in. They did not like our return policy, and apparently they all ordered coffins. They're all dead, too."
So I don't know about you guys, but at this point in the film, I was like, "What is the thrust of this film? Yeah. What is the arc? What is this person's objective?
What is the writer trying to do here?"
It feels like it's just treading water.
It's just treading water. Seems like it's trying. Is it trying to go somewhere?
Is it like trying to be a farce? Is it a comedy?
What genre is this movie?
Yes. What is happening? What does every single line lead to?
Are we in the first act? Are we in the third act?
Have we finished the film yet?
Cut to black.
Something.
So right as all these thoughts, yeah, hit me. Cut to black. And the
cut
credits
to black.
Start to...
Gunshot?
Question mark?
Who fired the gunshot? There were so many guns in that scene. Was it Gerald?
Did the police officers...
The last piece of dialogue was, "Nah, don't work here."
And then that was it. The credits didn't really roll. They kind of just came on screen, then went away. All in complete silence, came on screen, went away.
This was like a 23-minute long film.
Yeah, geez. It was a short film.
It felt like a pilot to a TV show.
That's what it was.
Was it setting
this
up?
Was a pilot to a TV show.
It's going
to
be like the Wacky Adventures.
Clarence's
of...
Furniture.
Yeah. Well, it was a TV show that was on a while ago. It wasn't called Clarence's Furniture, though. The movie's called Clarence's Furniture.
Oh.
But this short film was acting as a pilot for a TV show that was on a while ago.
Wait, this got picked up for a TV show?
Yeah. It lasted like 5 episodes. I'm just now remembering this. And the only thing that is the same, though, is that there was a character named Clarence who had a furniture store in this TV show. It was just a sitcom.
The mob aspect wasn't a part of it?
It wasn't even a part of it.
So, okay, just let me to clarify what was just explained. So this was a short film
mm-hmm.
that we watched that served as the pilot for a show
mm-hmm.
that was later made. But has already ended.
Mm-hmm. And it's called City Life's the Life for Me. It was a sitcom about a family who lived in a penthouse in this city, and they had a furniture store. Because the mother character, she was an interior designer or something, so she was always getting furniture. And I remember a character of Clarence who ran a furniture store. That's the only connection I have.
It's less of a situational comedy and more of just a situation.
Yeah. There's no comedy. That's why it lasted 5 episodes.
I'm surprised it made it that far.
Yeah, geez. I feel like I'm the only one who's seen this show.
I have never heard of this show.
Oh, my goodness. It is so bad.
City Life is the Life for Me.
City Life is the Life for Me.
It's also a really clunky title.
It really is.
And I think Clarence's Furniture would be
Plus,
much better.
It was aired out of order.
Title.
Yeah.
It was aired out of order, not on... Like, the time it was aired changed. It was like on at
it was like
9
an inconsistent,
on Monday.
It was
switched
like,
networks multiple times.
In the 5 episodes?
Every episode, God. It switched networks.
It was a nightmare. And it is so bad, but I love it. It's wonderful. The kids...
Yeah, we didn't see them.
The father, whenever he comes home from work, he says, "Make room for daddy!" And I don't know what that...
What does that mean?
To mean...
But that's his catchphrase.
Yeah. There's a nanny who's just a drunk. We should talk about the show.
We should review every episode of the City
of the City Life. City Life is the Life for Me. My goodness.
Spend 5 of our episodes talking about 5 episodes of this TV series.
Wow.
Let's not do that. But
Clarence's we can make it a furniture. Swim round.
Free swim.
Yeah. Maybe maybe we'll watch all the episodes this coming week and then... Review
sounds
one
like a horrible use of time.
It does. It does.
You know what's a worse use of time?
What?
Listing off everything you can do other than listen to this podcast.
That's something we could do instead of this podcast. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Anyway, Clarence's Furniture. I will give this movie a 4. I might give it a 5. Clarence was played by Michael Douglas.
Yeah.
And he did a good job.
He did fine with the material. He had no character or arc.
Absolutely none.
Or objective.
Mm-mm.
Or really any personality. Yeah.
All he did was walk back and forth through the store, having conversations with Gerald
and
then whoever's coming in.
Trying not to check out the attractive male workers there.
Is that an aspect in the TV show at all?
No. There is an episode wherein some men walk around in yoga pants, but it's all played off as a joke because this was the 90s and it was hilarious to be gay, apparently.
This feels like a show that someone had a vision for. It wasn't a good vision.
No.
But they had a vision for it, and then it got completely rewritten and changed, then was just as bad
or
worse.
A horrible situation, no comedy.
A situational tragedy. A sit-trag.
Time? Giving it time, it's kind of funny.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe it works now.
I mean, the way that they treated... some of those characters were.
Yeah, I mean,
eek, that would not fly.
Certainly not.
That would not fly. Anyway, what would you rate Clarence's furniture?
Oh, one. One out of ten.
One? That makes sense.
There is no there's no reason to give this anything other than an
8 out of 10.
I don't see any other reason to give it anything other than an 8 out of 10.
In agreement with Kyle.
I gave it a 1 out of 10.
Solidarity, brother. 8 out of 10.
All right. Well, if you would like to send us a film or a television show pilot or a short film for us to watch.
Or a commercial. We've done that before.
We've done that before.
feel free to reach out on Twitter at Cineplex Podcast, or you can reach us via email at cineplexpodcast@gmail.com.
Do it, please. We love it.
Thanks so much for listening. Henry, congratulations again.
Thank you.
Henry Manager Harrison.
Unexpected. I'm just glad my middle name fits, you know, it works.
That's true. That's really good. Yeah. Yeah, it fits right in there. Mm-hmm.
Well, thanks.
Is that
again
also serendipity? That was on my word of the day calendar today.
Oh. You have a word of the day calendar?
I do.
What was yesterday's word?
Opine.
Neat.
Ask me to use it in a sentence?
Hey, Greg, could you use opine in a sentence?
Nah.
All right, thanks for listening. Goodbye.
Bye.